Jacobs Center for Neighborhood Innovation, CCSD, March 5th, 2015.
Nina, why don't you start, please?
Alrighty. This is a project for next June of 16. It has to do with, remembering my notes here. This is in the Diamond District, and we're focusing on the spoken word, including a large-scale graffiti project, family slam storytelling. They're being evaluated by UCSD Metrics, and staff is documenting the event. So that's the background of the event. So in terms of capacity, this is a experienced organization with experienced staff and an artist in residence, so there's a capacity to actually do this project. With respect to project quality, there's evidence of, again, artistic quality with the artist in residence. This is a project that has happened before, so they have experience in operating it. It's going to reach across neighborhoods and the target area in terms of racial ethnic participation. And it meets the CCSD goal of providing quality arts in an undeserved neighborhood.
You said underserved, right?
Yes. Sorry.
It's okay.
Did I say
you said undeserved? I was like,
That may have come out, but that's not what I meant to say.
Underserved.
I just translated it to underserved.
Okay.
Underserved neighborhood.
Okay. Okay.
I'll echo that. They're demonstrating a commitment to project quality and improving every year because they're working with the professors on metrics to measure their outcomes. I think they made some mistakes on their budget. It looks like they wrote that they're eligible for zero money, right? Or no? Maximum request was zero.
Mm-hmm.
That was
Line five.
It's larger than 30,000.
Oh, yeah, it's
like 24K.
Okay, so
scratch that from the record.
Good job. Okay.
I think I'd say there was a lot of the projects that are in community south of the 8th. This is in an area where there's not a lot of arts and culture except for the Jacobs Center. So I think that they're adding to the CCSD goal of providing art to communities that usually not connected to it.
Okay, and you are drawing that conclusion from what's in the application, right? You're not...
What part of it?
That they're serving an area that doesn't receive a lot of other arts and culture. Right, and they're meeting the goal.
Yes.
Okay, you're drawing that from the application, not from other knowledge that you
Let
have.
Let me read it again and make sure
Budget?
I'd like to talk about the budget. This budget stands out to me as being generous for the event. It's a one-day event. It's a five-hour, five hours in duration. Intended to reach 1,000 people. The amount of funds expended to artists doesn't seem to fit the scale of an event of that size or magnitude.
Sorry, Brandon, can you repeat that?
The amount of money allocated to artists seems incongruent with the one day 5 hour presentation that they've detailed out. So while I can, so I'm going to skip over to project quality for a minute. So project quality is demonstrated to be a very high quality, thoughtful, and well connected idea with the community and neighborhood. And then when we get over to the budget, the allocation for artists seems out of scale with the actual product, the one-day, five-hour thing, and reaching 1,000 people. And I'm also want to comment on all other personnel, that the all other personnel category is also at $31,000. Looks to be out of sync with the scale of the event and the resources required to put on something of this scale. And one other budget note from me, item 6, rent facility. I am not familiar with the Jacob with the $3,400 line item for rent.
I had a question as well. So
yeah.
Zero before. What is that?
It was zero before, and they're hosting it in their facility on their campus, as they say. And now there's a new line item for rent. And so I have concerns about the scale and. Of the budget being out of balance with the resources to put on the show that they stated. The artist fees were actually specified $16,000 for the spoken word artist, $17,000, north of $17,000 for writer's block. And so,
yeah, I concur with your remarks.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask for some clarity with the comments that was just made by Commissioner Frank.
Yes.
But I want to loop back to the question I asked Normita earlier about was she making her conclusions based on evidence in the application or from knowledge she had obtained from an outside source. So what is the answer to that question?
The answer is it was from the application. I just know that that area is underserved, but like I went back to make sure that
to confirm that that is okay.
From the application.
Okay, good. So we've closed that loop.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to challenge you to articulate some more of your reasoning. So when you say a phrase such as, the budget seems out of proportion with the scale of the event.
Yes.
You are omitting the information about why you think that, right? So what factors are causing you to conclude that there is a disproportionate relationship?
Because of my knowledge of artist fees and production resources for an event of this scale, having been party to them over many years. So, from personal experience.
So, historical awareness, personal awareness, you're saying something, okay. Since you both concurred, would you like to add to that? Would you like to try to articulate why you think there is a disproportionate relationship between these factors?
I think it's similar to Vernon just having participated in other events. That seems like it's a very high cost. But then I was reading, and so I think this speaks to a lack of organizational capacity or like lack of clarity in the budget, that it seems like there are the artists in residence. So are they taking into account what they pay them through the year? Or did I read that wrong? Like, I thought there was something.
That came up to me, too. So in an effort to resolve what seemed like fees that were out of line, I thought, I went back and thought that, well, how could this be? A residency could explain it, you know, or a commission. And so, you know, if that's true, then
so then are they putting in the what they pay for them for more than that day?
Right, right, right. For all the work to lead up to that, of course. Like any artist is commissioned. Sure.
Yeah. But that was unclear.
Yes, it was unclear. So it was unclear to me that why the artist fees were seemingly out of balance with just the single event. So
Yeah, is that better? Are we getting closer or warmer?
Well, I would say I'll do my best. When you look at the overhead details table,
mm-hmm.
the lack of ascribing what we presume the artist in residence is devoting a portion of his time
mm-hmm.
to this
mm-hmm.
event is
mm-hmm.
not explained. There's
mm-hmm.
lack of evidence to
mm-hmm.
show
mm-hmm.
the proportion of his time as an artist in residence
mm-hmm.
to this specific project,
okay.
which I think
mm-hmm.
gives us lack of evidence to explain
mm-hmm.
the high costs
mm-hmm.
of the artist. And that comes, I think, from looking at the time of the event and the expected participation. If you divide that number, it's too high a per participant rate for a project. There's lack of evidence to say why it should be that rich. That's real articulate, but
yeah, not only the artist piece, but the support budget is remarkable to me. And so nowhere in these goals do I see value. And so I suppose I'm not unable to talk about value, but I think just as a steward, I would like to see the most bang for the buck. Just in a general sense. And so value kind of is introduced in that kind of an idea. And so that is coming to mind when I look at this budget for this output, so I am concerned that there is an imbalance there.
Okay, please separate the conversation regarding introducing the criteria of value.
Mm-hmm, right.
That is a policy.
Got it.
What do you mean by value? I mean, not that we're going to be.
Well, it just occurred to me that I'm really trying to talk about the value of the product for the investment, and then I realized that there was no value goal or stated, and so Dana wrote it down.
Right,
and it seems like
I wrote it
like
down.
The,
okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's missing from the conversation.
It's missing from our application process.
And we might
it's not
want
specific
it to, be
to this application.
Right, that's
so
right.
Please separate it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so on project quality, then I'm going to try to get it under project quality. And I would say that the per dollar quality is
based on what?
The stated events, the event as stated, based on the fee requested, not fee requested, but the budget for that demonstrates to me demonstrates a reduction in quality. I'm trying to. What was the statement that we came up with an hour ago about the stewardship of funds and how that was more universally working in discussions of this color?
You're on your own with that one.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not.
Maybe we want to add this as a non-material discussion.
Sure. Now, of course, I thought about that, but I still need to...
If you go back to the overhead discussion and how we think the evidence here is that the 100% cost of the artist is being applied to this limited project, does that help get at the issue? Not really.
I think I'll stop there for now.
A quick clarifying question. So this is the first year that they'll be doing this event, and there's a zero for...
It's a one-off.
that's a question. And what's the answer from the other panelists from what you found in your application?
That's a one-time event.
Okay.
That's not stated, but it seems to be a one-time event.
Thank you.
I do think, this is with respect to goals, I think they are meeting goal number one, to provide quality art among groups of people not traditionally who have access. And number four, strengthening neighborhood pride and community. And two, cultural activities more available and accessible to neighborhoods.
And I think that they're working with other nonprofits also adds to that. CCSD goal, I don't know that they state it, but they are partnering with other groups.
They don't state it?
No, I don't think that they state the goal that.
Oh,
but
yeah,
they do state
they
that
only
they're
have,
working with different
okay.
nonprofits.
Yeah, they only have to list one goal, but
okay.
I think they're meeting these others.
I see. I see
because
your point.
Because they're just under 100,000.
Okay. We have touched on all the criteria, but we have a unsettled panelist over
mm-hmm,
here,
mm-hmm.
which means we have an unsettled facilitator. So, what's happening over here?
So I'm going to try it under capacity, okay? So
this idea that you're trying to shoehorn into one of our criteria, that's not sitting well with me.
Well, I don't like it either. I mean, I don't like to shoehorn it, but it's important to me. I mean, that's what I see. I see this thing, and I want it. And to me, I'm like, you know, it's like, how do I convey?
Okay.
Generally, like that this causes concern for me because I...
You're talking about the relationship between payments to artists, payments to personnel, and rent
mm-hmm.
in relationship to the resultant product, correct?
To the stated product, yes, because we're being asked to fund an event, and the event is really the beginning. So they talk about the event. This is the event. This is what we want to do. This is what it takes to do it.
Yes.
Okay? And so those things are all stated, so that when I get to the third part, this is what it takes to do it, I'm like, I see those things as not being in balance by a great deal, and I'm concerned about that.
Okay.
So I'm like,
based
you know, as a steward, I'm like, you know, so then, you know, based on...
Those two sources of evidence,
mm-hmm.
the project description
mm-hmm.
and the budget,
mm-hmm.
are indicators of what related to the criteria?
Of a weakness in capacity because as a new project, the experience in planning and implementing
would you say it's not enough evidence to show you that they'll be able to
justify those fees?
And that indicates more budget.
Well, I don't know. You know, so you know, you've got the center at large is one thing, and then this event is another thing. And so, I'm being asked to look at this event,
right.
not the center at large.
Right.
So I'm not looking at the whole machine, but just this thing. And so,
right.
on the specifically on the project, I see some weaknesses in, and there's no stated experience planning an art event of this type. And this is a one-off, and so that is an organizational weakness to me, and the disparity in the perceived disparity in the artist fees and the support to put on this event causes me to question their experience and realistic goals of implementing a project of this magnitude.
Okay. Okay, does anyone else want to contribute to this particular topic or any other material comments related to the criteria? No. Okay, let's begin the scoring with Ms. Dyer.
I have a 2+.
Commissioner Frank.
2+.
Commissioner Rodriguez.
2+.
Non-material comments offered to the Jacobs Center for Neighborhood Innovation.
I feel like for an event that they haven't done before, that is a huge amount of money. And I think that, I think that it would be helpful to see more evidence of how they're going to do something like this, and maybe starting on a smaller scale would help help me see that they're really going to be able to do it.
Okay.
I actually think their budget isn't what the real cost is of this. I mean, I think they put in annual artists and residents cost as opposed to the percentage that person's devoting to this event. So I think they need to fine-tune their budget because it's hard to comprehend that that's what this is going to cost for that number of participants.
Okay.
And for this application in particular, it would be helpful to have a justification for the artist fees and for the management / support fees to put this thing on. Furthermore, for a budget of this size, I would think about the overall impact. And so, are you getting a lot of bang for your buck?
Okay. That concludes the review for Jacobs Center for Neighborhood and